Welcome back, folks. We are visiting with Michael Heck, President and CEO of GNO Inc. And, Michael, we have a special guest.
Yeah, I'm really excited to be welcoming all the way from Cambridge, England, the founder and managing partner of DACA, Digital Age Quality Assurance, the newest member of The Beach, a sandbox for collaboration out at UNO.
And that would be Ben Wibberly, founder and managing partner. Ben, welcome to the show.
Cool. Thank you, guys. Pleasure to be here today. Thank you for having me. Michael, thank you for such a wonderful introduction.
So, Ben, you guys are in the video game quality assurance business. Y'all just made this big announcement about being out at the beach at UNO. Can you tell us a little bit about what your company actually does? When I read about it, I was like, okay, I've never been a gamer. I'm 66 years old. I've come from a generation that you put one of those gadgets in my hand and I don't know what to do with it, to be quite honest with you. So what is it that you guys do?
Okay, that's a great question, Neil. So just to give a bit of context around it, and I'm sure Michael is more than aware of this, but not many people know that the global video game industry is over $180 billion global business. And wow. So, you know, that it takes more revenue than music, TV, and movies combined. So when you're seeing the games that are released today, you're basically seeing some very big bets that are being made, right? But people don't make those big bets without going out and qualifying whether or not the product, the game, is actually going to sell in the first place. So what DAQA does is we focus on what we call the quality of the game, the quality of the release of the game. So when the game's released, the players, they get the maximum enjoyment out of the experience of, you know, what it is that they bought. So games testing, or you know, games quality assurance, has evolved. So really what we're looking at today and sort of what DAQA does is, the first part, we have sort of four key parts to our business, if you like, Noor. So the first part of that is what we call player insights and research. So if you're coming up with a concept for a game, because you don't just, you know, wake up in the morning and think, oh, I'm going to make a game, right? You're talking, you know, in a lot of cases, millions of dollars to be able to do that. You need to basically be able to qualify, right, is this going to resonate with the audience? Is there a place for this, you know, within the existing landscape? Because there are so many games out there. There's like thousands that are released every year. So what do you have that makes you spend, like, what's compelling, right? So The first part of what we do is we provide services that is essentially player insights. So researching into communities, getting those data points, just basically make sure, is there a fit for it in the market? And then the second part of what we do, which is what I think that a lot of people think that video game testing is, because when I tell people, oh, I'm a video game tester, they're like, oh, you must play video games for a living all day. And it's not, it's way more than that. It's so deep these days. And like I was saying, like, the amount of revenue that's involved with it. So the next part of what we do, or a big key component to making a successful game, and you can talk to any game developer, they will say this, is they talk about finding the fun, right? So you've got to find the fun, which is a very nebulous concept to come up with. So what we're doing, when the second part of our business is basically playtesting, or UX, usability, right? And that will be people actually playing the game, providing feedback on the game, you know, what we call like difficulty arcs, story curves, whatever that happens to be, making sure the design is durable enough and is actually enjoyable. Then the next part is the development testing that we do, the dev QA piece that we do, and that's all the checks and balances that have to go into, does the game actually work? Does it function as it's meant to? So effectively, you're making sure it works. You're wrinkling all the bugs out before it goes out live. So we have that test piece there. And then the other piece of that as well is, because games are live these days, you're talking about enormous communities. So part of what we do is what we call like live QA. And the live QA part of it is, you don't just put a game out, you know, all games are live effectively. All games have online components. So you don't just put those out in the wild and be like, oh, it'll work. Like, games break in like weird ways when you put them online, whether it's, you know, somebody in Paris on one ISP or somebody in Louisiana on another. They break in all sorts of different ways. So we check for all of that stuff as well. That's where our sort of big test network comes from. We've been remote first up until now, and you know, we'll talk a bit about like why NOLA, but we do that. And then the final part of the business is sort of tools that facilitate like what it is that we do, right? Because at the moment, it's very much, you know, you find the bug, you take the bug, you write the bug down, you type the bug in. We're working on tools that augment that, that like record what the tester's doing, records the button inputs, shows the performance. And because it's recording what the inputs are, it's transcribing what it is that the testers are talking about. That then gives us the ability to very quickly like replay, grab the bugs, put the video of the bug into the bug databases and those sort of things. And then I was trying to come up with some fun facts for you guys. So one of the ones that I thought with sort of the second part of the tools is we're building out tools and we're working with others that will listen and find out what the players are talking about and what the bugs that they're reporting are. So this is the fact that I found this out last year. EAFC, which is the big soccer game that Electronic Arts made, and a friend of mine, I was visiting Vancouver and I dropped in to see him, and he runs the testing for FIFA, for EAFC, excuse me. And one of the things that he said was, apart from all like you know the amazing amounts of code automation and those sort of things that that goes on, they have 500 people testing that product. Now,
wow.
When they release the season update once a year, the players rack up more playtime in the first minute than those 500 people spend for the entirety of the year testing it. So your players will find the bugs first. So we have tools and stuff that we're building to deal with that. So it's a bit of a long answer, but I wanted to sort of give you some context around it.
Now, Ben, I mean, it's incredibly interesting. I have to imagine that there's the possibility of a huge AI component to all of this as well, right?
Yeah, you do have a big AI component to it. There's no doubt about that. We're seeing a lot of emerging tools. I mean, if you think about video games, and I know you said that you didn't play, but you know, maybe some of the listeners do. You know, when you're inside the game and you've got what we call NPCs, like non-player characters, so even the characters that are there moving around inside of the game, you know, to an intent and purpose, that is AI already. But games is very much into that. You're seeing a lot of generative AI. I believe it's more augmented. And by augmented, what I mean is, it's tools that then help the human beings to work faster, work smarter. And that's what we're seeing a lot of, rather than, hey, this AI is going to come in and play your game and replace the testers, if you like.
So you really have raised my curiosity. Why New Orleans for you guys?
So this guy, Michael, I don't know if you remember, but I was just, it's Michael's fault, basically.
That happens a lot. Good, bad, indifferent.
Michael, I have to say thank you to Josh Field and you know, Grady Fitzpatrick. They brought me here. There's an event that GNO put on called Game Fest. And so I came here in 2017. It was my first time visiting. I used to live in Los Angeles. So I lived in Los Angeles for 17 years. Hopefully your listeners don't hate me for that. But anyway, so I came to visit New Orleans. And honestly, the place absolutely blew me away. It absolutely blew me away, right? The friendliness of the people, the integration, like how friendly like local government was. And so for us, when we're looking at it, I actually walked away. I got back on the plane. I remember because I had some really good oysters in the Delta Lounge. And I got back on the plane, and I was convinced that if we were going to build, you know, sort of a North American facility, that the optimum location would be New Orleans. And I'll tell you a bit why I think that is. I think that the time zone is very advantageous for us, right? A lot of the big publishing clients or the big sort of game studios, if you like, they have a lot of facilities. They have a lot of setups on the West Coast. They also, you know, you've got a lot in the UK and a lot in the Europe. So this central time zone is very, very good for dealing with that. And then, you know, what we saw here in terms of like the local talent that's available, the amount of schools, colleges, universities that are here, we also knew that we would be able to find the right sort of people to help us, because what we see this doing is, like I said, we were remote first and, you know, we got folks all over the place to really help bolster that as our network operations hub and then grow our global and to continue to grow New Orleans, but also grow our global business as a result of that.
So, obviously, you talked about local talent. What is it that you guys are actually looking for or looking to attract?
That's a great question. So, for me, so what are we looking for, right? We're looking for people who can be what we call like testers, quality analysts, right? To actually be doing some of the hands-on work with, you know, making sure the games function, our dev QA sort of business. The other part of the facility that we see here is that playtesting piece. So it'd be a playtesting lab. So people come in and like give the feedback on, you know, on what they think about the games. Just so everybody's really clear, everybody gets paid for everything, right? We're not asking for anything for free. So creating those testing jobs, doing the playtesting here. And then also I think that there's an opportunity for us as well for like software engineering. So the schools will help with that. Really what we look for, and we have a very diverse talent base, right? I think people think that, oh, you know, I need to be a really hardcore gamer, or, oh, you know, I don't have a degree, you know, like not everybody's path is college, right? So really what we're looking for is we're looking for dedicated people who are genuine, ambitious, who, you know, hungry, who want to learn. Yeah, we provide the full training sort of piece there. And just in general, the one for me is like great communication skills, right? If you've got good communication skills, like spoken, like oral and written, then you're perfect. But you know, that passion for having that career, that's what we hope to enable, and that's what we hope to bring to the teams, the employees that we have here.
And I got to imagine a strong curiosity as well, right? It seems as though a lot of this, you're almost an investigator. You're in there and you're fooling around and trying to find
things. Yes, the strong curiosity, that natural curiosity, and that, like, the why, right? Oh, that's broken. Yeah. Why? How do I reproduce that, right?
Absolutely. What's that book called? Start with Why.
Start with Why. Yeah, I'm a big fan of that one.
Yeah, absolutely. So how would you define success here for you?
Success. I think that what success looks like for us is to build out the hub, right, to ensure, to create the jobs, right? We're going to create the jobs. Yeah. There's more and more content. You know, there's more needs with the tech and everything else. I hope that we can sort of almost become, if you like, we can sort of become the bedrock. If there's already a community, there's already a games development community here, but, you know, we could sort of develop that bedrock. If you look back, I mean, this is obviously like my area of specialization, right? If you look back and you look at like where Montreal was over 20 years ago, there was no games industry there. And when people started moving in with, you know, the tax credits and that sort of stuff, that was what grew the bit. But what grew it was having like the games testing there. It's a great training ground for, you know, developing talent and those sort of things. So really what I would hope the sort of the point that we get to in terms of success is hiring local, jobs creation and job creation that we continue to have happy clients, right? Like we measure success on, client success. And, you know, the job creation piece, for me, it's quality, not quantity, right? We're not here to sort of, you know, create some sort of meat market or, you know, we just rev through people. Can we help people? Can we build that up? And can we help them build their careers?
Well, Ben, thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for making Michael Heck look good. He needs that every again. This segment has been incredibly intriguing for me. I had no idea. I mean, I knew the industry was big, but I didn't realize how big. I mean, it is huge.
Yes, sir.
And as you describe it, I mean, it's just so interesting and just so rewarding to know that you guys decided to move here in the city of New Orleans. And we thank you for same and wish you much success. Ben Weberly, founder and managing partner of DACA, a video game quality assurance company that's opening here in our great city. We'll be right back. Stay with us, folks.